12th of December by Lupita Jimenez. Every year has so many celebrations to cover, but the celebration that I will probably talk about today is not one that everybody celebrates. It's the appearance of our Holy Mother, Virgin Mary. She had appeared one early morning to a poor peasant named Juan Diego, who had claimed he had seen the appearance of a young woman who called for him at the top of a mountain named Tepeyac. He described her as a beautiful woman dressed in the colors of the sun, who had asked him to present her to the priest and asked him to make her a temple on top of that mountain so that she could then take care of all those people in the town. Today, this temple is still standing as one of the most beautiful monuments in Mexico. My family and I have celebrated this holiday for all Catholics all over Latin America since I was born, and as my parents tell me, even before they were born. This day is really special to me. Every time it comes back, every year, I'm always happy it's here. As my brother and I prepare the great altar that our family creates every year in her honor, my dad and my mother entertain us by telling us amazing appearances of Virgin Mary. The traditional story me and my brother always hear is the one about how some people didn't believe Juan Diego when he told the priest about Mary's holy appearance. But the next day, Juan Diego had gone to tell this to Virgin Mary, and she had told him not to worry. She asked him to bring her flowers, so he did, and she asked him to put them on his tunic and show the priest the flowers. But when Juan Diego showed the flowers to the priest, the holy image of Virgin Mary was on his tunic. This special story has been told to me more than 5 times, but I never get tired. The altar is made with love and dedication. It symbolizes her appearance. To make this beautiful altar, you need a lot of red roses and candles, which go around her, and some lights. Me and my family have star-shaped lights to represent the stars on her beautiful red dress. This all happens the day before, because on the 12th, we celebrate her appearance all day. First, by going to church and carry her through the streets.
Madre de Dios.
Madre de Dios.
Ruega, Señora.
Ruega, Señora.
Por nosotros.
Por nosotros.
Each family carries their own special Virgin Mary in very different sizes. Ours is really special. The stars on our dress light up. The day goes on with the prayers we do at home, prayers that are special for this day. After the prayers, we eat my mom's yummy homemade tamales and drink my mom's sweet hot chocolate. We enjoy everything, especially the music, because there is always music. My parents hire a mariachi band to play the traditional birthday song in Spanish. At the end of the day, we enjoy talking to our family and we are delighted of having such a great appearance in our home.